may be at church, you may be at work, you may be asleep. God grant that you will be ready when he makes his personal appearance. My God, what if his appearance occurs on a Sunday morning? My prophetic word to you this morning is get ready! Get ready!
Welcome back to the channel. Share, subscribe, like this video. Make sure you put your prayer requests in the bottom. First of all, we're going to talk about something. Once again, you just can't make this stuff up. Now, if you remember before it got crazy last time, there was a strange event that happened in Antarctica. We talked about it. There was showing that there was 85-foot waves headed towards South Africa. And I remember, I'm sure all of you all remember that. It was a big thing that showed up. But they said it was a glitch in that software that everybody watches when they're watching what happens. But that wave come off Antarctica. Now, if you watch Into Thin Air, he does an excellent job. He's been watching this. Well, it just so happened that anomaly happened again today, within the last couple hours. That's showing that there's 80-foot waves coming off of this island again and headed towards South Africa and the East Coast. This has happened twice now. It's like almost like a warning. I know it sounds crazy, but this has happened again. Can't be coincidence. I don't know what's happening down there, but I do believe it's a sign. I really do believe God is showing, hey, wake up. But this has happened again, and it's not coincidence. Right before the 26th, this happened right before, I do believe, the 18th. Happened right before it. And here it is again happening. So I don't know what's causing it. A lot of people are calling it a glitch, but they also called remember the other night when Greg there at New York Prepper, when he was calling all this stuff from the signals and everything, everybody said he was crazy. But we knew he wasn't because we know those codes too. And he wasn't crazy, but everybody didn't. They're like, oh no, there's no such thing. It's a test. It's a exercise. It's everything. See, but people don't want to know that this stuff is actually really happening because it's proof that we're in the last days and they can't stand it. And they don't want us to be right. They want us all to be wrong, but we're not. The signs are there. I've said it all along. God's been putting signs up in the heavens every which way. Then everybody's going to say, well, now you're doing numerology and everything. I see that they've always got an excuse. They've always got something to say. To always say, oh, you're wrong. It's a test. It's an exercise. It's everything. It's everything but the real thing. It's like, oh, that's Photoshop. It's this. It's that. Jesus said in the last days, they'll refuse to see. And they do. They refuse everything. It don't matter what it is. It's like the eclipse. Oh, that eclipse ain't nothing. That's stupid. There's nothing to that. We'll not see it. They refuse to get the warnings. They refuse. Just like Noah told them, they laughed, they mocked, everything, just like they're doing today. Exactly the same way. Noah kept saying, it's going to flood, the water's coming. They laughed, they called him crazy. They're doing the same thing today. It's everything but what we're telling them. And they just will not listen at all. So it says, now since that happened, Russia's all over the news today, literally everywhere. And so we can see with what's happened with Belarus and the gaps. We told you it's very important, this 90-mile gap between there and Kaliningrad. They want to link that up. And New York Preppers actually talked about this also, that they want to link this up. And he's right, because Belarus has come out and said how he's even talked to his generals about how important it is to link up with Kaliningrad because they know they're getting ready to go to World War. We don't. Because most people don't want to hear it, but they know war's coming. So they want to link Kaliningrad with Belarus because they don't think they're going to be able to get there through the air or through sea because the world's about to go to a world war. So they want to link it up with the ground. Right there is a number one indicator that they know we're getting ready to go to World War. Our country knows it. Their countries know it. They all know it. But the people is totally oblivious to what's happening. Totally oblivious. They won't see it coming before, till it's too late. Literally. And I've said that over and over. I've seen it a million times. They won't see it until it's too late. It's like the rapture. It's going to sneak up on everybody, and we're going to be gone, and then all this hell is going to break loose. And I do believe possibly it's going to fall right about the same time that all this stuff goes through. It says, Russia comments on ATACMS delivery to Kyiv. Now, this is, see, they said that they signed a thing through Congress, $60 billion to Ukraine, and that means that the weapons are on their way, but what they did, they snuck the high-profile weapons in before that ever went through, which is highly illegal because that wasn't approved through anybody, through Congress, for the Senate or House, but they went ahead and sent them weapons anyway. So they sent them under the cover of night, these long-range attack of missiles that are 200 to 300 miles that them things can reach. We don't know because most of them are classified of just how far they can go. But Russia's already had two of them hit them before this bill was ever passed. So they're like, hey, hold on. They're already using those weapons. Says the secret supply by Washington to Ukraine are long-range surface-to-surface ATACMS rockets only spells more trouble for the Kyiv. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov told journalists on Tuesday. On Wednesday, the House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan confirmed media reports that the U.S. had delivered Army tactical missile systems to Ukraine as part of the arms package announced by President Joe Biden in March. They keep changing it. The assistance came as Biden administration was pressuring the House to approve an additional $60 billion in Ukraine-related spending. Peskov mocked the fact that prior to the confirmation, there was much speculation among the Western press that ATACMS rockets could be including in a pending new shipment of arms. After lawmakers cleared the spending request, the Russians officially said the shift in the narratives was fitting, that described as a predictable pattern of actions of the West. In other words, we don't know what we're doing. They're all over the place. As soon as I start to discuss something particular in detail, it means a delivery has already been made. I said that yesterday. If they're telling you that's going to be here, they've already sent it. The spokesperson said that it was not Moscow's job to judge whether the delivery was legal under U.S. law, which it wasn't, but assured reporters that the capability of weapons in question would not impact the outcome of the Ukraine conflict. And I've told you that. They don't have the manpower. They're going to lose. In which Russia intends to achieve all of its national security goals one way or another. See, they've got the backing of China. They've got the backing of us, but everything we send in there is being destroyed. They have no air power. And if you don't have no air power, you don't know nothing about wars. If you don't have air superiority, you're not going to win no war. Okay? Bottom line. I don't care how many men you keep throwing out there. If you don't have no air protection, you're going to lose. So everything we send into Ukraine, it's just being blown up. It's being blown up before it even gets there. There was times last week where trains had just moved the equipment in and it was obliterated before it ever got started. Russia's looking for it to come across so they can take it out. So everything, I mean, you're talking about billions and billions of dollars. You might as well just take it out in the backyard and just burn it, because that's what's happening. We will get what we want, but these weapons will result in more problems for Ukraine, he predicted. Ukraine's Zelensky previously blamed the suspension of American aid for a series of battlefield setbacks. No, they was already having setbacks before any of this happened. Even giving them tons of equipment is not helping them, which his army has experienced since last year. He claims that Kyiv has no alternative to beating Russia and achieving what it is never going. That's ridiculous. Touts as a just peace, Moscow was branded Kyiv's victory goals as detached from reality, and it's true. That's, anybody believes that, they're crazy. Some officials in Biden's administration are skeptical about the impact of the new spending. Really? They've only blew up everything you've ever sent over there, and you're just now figuring this out? But see, what they're doing is just ticking Russia off. The more they send this stuff in, the more Ukraine's people are going to die. That's what's happening. But, as I said, they've been handed over to a reprobate mind. They won't see it, and they can't see it, okay? Just like the pharaohs of old, they won't see it until it's too late, because it leads to the rapture. There's no stopping it now. It's just, like I said, when they've made, God has handed them over to this reprobate mind, these governments will just keep pushing until the war happens. And that's what he said. He's told me many times they've made up their mind. He's gave them the option. They've chosen to not listen. So now he's let them do their thing. So it's not going to stop until they blow the world up. But we won't be here to see it, thank God. It says, now here's another story come out. Belarus reveals alleged plot to attack Minsk from the EU. Security forces in Belarus have presented a plot to launch drones from Lithuania and attack targets near the capital of Minsk. The head of the Committee for State of the KGB has revealed. The operation took place recently. It is in cooperation with colleagues from other security structures, the senior official said on Thursday. He was delivering a speech to the Belarusian People's Assembly, a leading political body. The senior official told members of the assembly that his agency has concerns regarding the further escalations of tensions in the world, potentially leading to a conflict of global scale. Belarus would prefer to remain peaceful and independent. No, they're not. That's a lie also. They're gearing up to try to take the Swazi Gap. Now, that is the truth. But his sovereignty and status as a Russian ally make it a target for the West's destruction of tensions. That's also true, too. The U.S. and its allies seek full control over Belarus and its national wealth, Tartel claimed. Lithuania, as well as Poland and Ukraine, host military forces which Western nations intend to use tools against Belarus to destabilize and potentially topple the government. Well, we've done that before many times. The radicals are producing combat drones to deliver strikes on critical sites in Belarus. Now, if this is the truth, and this is truly happening, that means a red flag is probably coming, which we know it is. Because remember, we told you, with all the equipment that's been moved to Poland, and I mean, there's 190-some thousand men there at that time, right now, on that border. That's a lot of troops. And they're not there to drink martinis. They're there to fight. So that definitely could go hot at any moment. He said Ukraine special services are behind multiple attempted terrorist attacks on Belarus and Russia, and the threat remained a daily reality for members of the Border Guard, Interior Affairs, and State Security. The Ukraine government has plans to use Belarus nationals to seize territory and install Western-backed governments, KGB claimed. The agency estimates that the strength of the war would be the occupation of about 1,000 troops. Tartel identified a specific hospital in Kyiv, which has claimed served as a base of operations for the Ukraine-backed radicals. Let's see, anything else? No. So like we're seeing the craziness on both sides, and we're seeing a lot of stuff moving. That's why we tell you, keep your eyes open, your ears open. This stuff right here seems like it's far away, but it does lead us to where we're going, and that's home. It says U.S. nuclear weapons in Poland would be a priority military target. This came out from Moscow today when I told you that last night that this was going to happen. If you put nuclear weapons on their doorstep, these are the first places Russia, when this thing does go hot, they'll be obliterated. Russia would consider foreign developments of nuclear weapons in Poland a primary military target, the deputy said. Warsaw is in talks with Washington on potentially hosting nuclear weapons as part of the NATO program. See, what Russia doesn't know, what if their plan is to use them first? See, we don't know who sets these things off first. We know by what we've seen when all this thing goes down is that literally we don't know who fires the first shot, but if we're planning on putting nuclear weapons there in Poland, guarantee it'll be us. Remember, first strike policies have all been obliterated in the last year. And there's a reason for that. Don't be stupid. They did that for a reason. We've had that in our nuclear doctrine since day one, that you've got to hit us before we'll attack. Well, they erased that this last 2 years. Why? Why did they go in and fire almost everybody at the nuclear silos and put their own people in? It's been working there for 30-some years. People, think. Think and watch what Lucifer's doing. I'm telling you, you can spot. See, that news story went completely under the radar and nobody saw it. And I have never forgotten it, that there was nuclear silos, that they literally went in and replaced these people with their own people. And there was just no sense in it. It just made no sense. And they just want to put their own people in. Was they putting people in that would actually say, okay, I call you, you hit the button, you're going to hit it. Now, I'm telling you, there's a lot happening. And this right here is another thing. Why would you move weapons into Poland, knowing that they're going to get wiped out, but unless they're going to make a first strike? There's a reason why they changed that doctrine. Now Russia's changed theirs. They can strike anytime if they feel like it. So right now, everybody's got their finger on the button, and nobody even realizes it in America. They're just absolutely asleep. That right now, there is all these nuclear weapons pointed at this country, and somebody's got their finger on the button. And there's no more first strike policy. Nobody has to have a reason now. Nobody's communicating with Moscow that, is it a test? Is it this? But as soon as anything happens out of the ordinary, we're going to launch. People don't even realize that that's happened. They still believe everything's hunky-dory. Everything's going to keep on ticking. If you don't know your Bible, you don't know what's happening. As I've said many a times, there's a beginning and an end. And God's already told us there's going to be an end. And it will be by fire. But see, people don't believe in the Word of God anymore. They just think the world is going to keep on ticking. God's already told us the world will be destroyed. He's already given us all the signs, all the way back from the first Revelation 12 sign that this stuff was on its way. It was headed towards us. All we had to do is open our eyes and see it. He gave people ample warning to get on that boat before it's too late. Don't ever blame him that he didn't warn you, because he has. Us that are awake, we saw the warnings. We got them. We come out here and started telling you, but everybody wanted to fight it. They didn't want to believe it. Just like they didn't want to believe Noah in them days. Moscow, see, considers any expansion of NATO's nuclear sharing arrangement as deeply disturbing in nature, and the fact that threatening Russia. Also quoted as saying by Taz on Thursday, this applies to joint missions where non-nuclear members of the U.S.-led bloc were trying to use American hardware. Even more important is stationing of such weapons, which hotheads in Warsaw are talking about, he said. Polish politicians vying for American nukes on their soil must understand that any shift in this direction will provide additional security to Poland, since relevant sites will definitely become targets. Our military planners will consider them priority, the senior diplomat added. Duba told the Fact newspaper on Monday that he has personally asked the U.S. to station part of the nuclear arsenal in Poland. If our allies decide to deploy nuclear weapons as part of the nuclear sharing, also on their territory to strengthen the security of nations either eastern flank, we're ready for it, he said. Prime Minister Donald Tusk, who belongs to a rival political force, downplayed the president's remarks on the same day, saying that this would like Duba to clarify that its intentions were in making them. The idea is very massive, I would say, very serious, the prime minister added, explained that Poland has no specific plans to host nukes, which is a lie. That's all they've been doing for the last 6 months, is begging America for nukes. But they don't want nobody to know, and they don't want their people to know. They wanted to go under dark with nobody knowing in Poland that they're trying to get American nukes on the soil, because they know what it means as well as we do, that they will be one of the first targets. But they are stressing very vividly to the United States that they want these weapons, and they've been doing it for a while. They've been ordering weapons like you have never seen. They just made an order for huge amounts of HIMARS and everything else, to tanks, you name it. Over 1,000 tanks, I think. So they're not telling the Polish people what they're doing. And when that made headline news, they tried to hide it. But they are wanting American nuclear weapons. That president is lying to their own people. They want them there. Russia knows they want them there. And Russia's pretty much told them what we all know. If you put those there, that's going to be the first ones to be blown up. So that's why Poland don't want their people to know that they're going to get these weapons. They want it to go under the radar. You're seeing a lot of this corruption around the world. It's not just us. It's everywhere. This is a high priority end days event that is being set up in front of our eyes. You can either see it or you don't. Most people don't see it, nor do they want to. They want to just stay ignorant towards it. But that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. See, when we leave in the rapture, which is very, very soon, they're going to have to deal with this chaos. Like, I mean, you're talking about chaos. It's like the people who believe that we're already in the tribulation. Oh, my God. They've never read a Bible, ever. Because the first day of the tribulation, it's going to be bad. You think it's bad now, and you think we're in a tribulation, we've got a Walmart open, and I can go still buy a gallon of milk? Really? You've never read a Bible. Anybody believes that we're already in the tribulation have never read Revelation. They never read it. Because literally, the tribulation is not going to be a fun place. You're going to be on the run. Your own family members will try to kill you. It's going to be that bad. Because let me tell you something. You take a man's water away, and a man can't survive without 2 days of water, okay? After 2 days, you're going to die. Water is not going to be easy to be found in the tribulation. We've got water, running water. We're not in the tribulation, okay? That's hilarious. Because in the tribulation, you're not going to have running water. After this nuclear war, you're lucky to have electricity or water or medicine. That's all going to be gone. I mean, literally, it's going to be hell upon earth. The worst 7 years in human history. How bad has history been? And it's worse than all of them combined. And people believe we're in the tribulation? Really? Has these people ever opened the Bible? Ever? Or this just comes out of their head? Because the Bible doesn't tell me that. It tells me it's the worst 7 years ever. There's no Walmarts. There's no going to Wendy's or McDonald's to get a Happy Meal. Okay? You're running for your life. There is creatures upon the earth that will eat you. The things that are hiding now that you can't see, that's right around you and you don't want to know really, truly that it's there, will show itself. Monsters that you thought wasn't real will be shown to you. And that's why men's hearts will fail them. That right there is tell you that anybody who says we're in the tribulation doesn't know the word of God at all. Because it says their hearts will fail them to see what's coming up on the earth. Do y'all have that right now? I don't. I don't see anything so scary that my heart will fail. But when the tribulation starts, they will. The judgments, the bold judgments and everything. You're talking about hell upon earth. You ain't seen nothing. If you think we're in a tribulation now, boy, you'll never make the tribulation. I can already tell you that. You're not going to make it. Because I'm telling you, the tribulation is horrifying beyond belief. That's why God don't want nobody to go there. He's having us, he's gave mankind plenty of ample time to get on that ark before it's too late. That's why people teach against what we do, the pre-rapture, because they want everybody to be left here. That's the devil. We're not falling for that. We already know that there's a rapture. And we know we leave. See, Satan wants these people to believe that they got to go through this. Of course, he wants them here. It's more soldiers for his army because most of them will take the mark. And that's more soldiers in his army. And people just goes right over their head. Literally. Satan has got control over the church. He's got control over the media. He's got control over everything. And people, they just don't get it. That's why we're on here warning you day in, day out that this is coming. So get ready. Trust the gospel. 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. Jesus died on the cross for our sins, past, present, and future. He died, was buried, rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. Trust in the blood of Jesus. Hold on to him with both hands. Because I'm telling you, chaos is coming. We're not going to see it, but it's on its way. And I advise you all to call upon Jesus before it's too late. He died for me and you. And literally, he wants you right now to give yourself to him. Do not wait another day because these horrible events are very close. We're giving you plenty of signs of it. These people have made up their minds. They're going to a world war with or without what you think. They're going to go to it. Their pride and ego will never stop until it's too late. Trust in the blood of Jesus before it's too late. I want to say thank you for all y'all that brought me into your homes each and every day. Like I said, be working together. Oh, keep your eyes open, your ears open. Tomorrow is the 26th to see whatever may happen. Right now, like I said, we're on high alert. So something's happening again. And just like I just said, that Antarctica thing happened again today, right before all this chaos. I don't know if this is part of what God was warning me about this thing because it happened last time. And here we are. It happened again what is the chances of that? Cannot be a glitch. This has to be God getting our attention that these bad things, they're doing bad things or something. I don't know. But I know that happened right before the 18th, and now here it happened again today. And it's showing 80-foot waves again, exactly the way it did the last time. It can't be coincidence, people. Cannot. There is warnings going out. So we'll wait and see tonight. It could be a long night for New York Prepper this night or into tomorrow or tomorrow night, because it looks like this stuff is going to start to really happen again. I don't know where it's going to happen at, but just like I said, be aware. Know that we've got God. There's nothing to fear. We're almost out of here. We're getting there, people. You just keep hanging in there. I'm telling you, we're very close to going home, and we don't have to deal with this anymore. That's why we're seeing this, and God's showing it to us to let us know that we're going home. Okay, bottom line, that's why he's showing us this stuff, so you'll know what I know, is that we're going home, okay? And he's got this under control, okay? Don't let anybody take your hope away. Don't listen to somebody that takes your hope away. Trust in Jesus. I love each and every one of you. If I don't see or hear from you again, I'll see you in heaven. Thank you once again for tuning in to Global Rapture Watchers, where we do daily updates here on YouTube, letting you know that we're one day closer to our Lord and Savior coming back. Thank you for all the support for this channel. This channel was created for God's sheep, those that are waiting for their Lord and Savior to come back and get us in these last days. We do updates once to two times a day here on YouTube. Thank you for all your support for the channel. God bless each and every one of you.